I'd like you to turn with me to the 22nd Psalm, Psalm 22, by way of invitation this evening. The very first words of this psalm are words that you're familiar with, where the psalmist says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning?" And we, of course, attribute that as a messianic prophecy, and rightly so. And there are other phrases in this particular text. Notice down in verse 6, "I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised of the people. All those who see me laugh me to scorn. They shoot out the lip, they shake the head, saying, 'He trusted in the Lord. Let him rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him.'" This is certainly a messianic prophecy, but as many of the messianic prophecies of the Old Testament are so, this has a dual meaning to it. There are things that we can learn from this as well. I think that there are times when we feel that maybe God is not listening to us or God is not aware of us. We've been, for the past several weeks, talking about suffering in our study of 1 Peter, the 4th chapter. And that suffering can sometimes become so intense that we can have that same view that the psalmist had in verse 6 and following, that all those who see me laugh me to scorn and shoot out the lip and shake the head, to where we feel like we are all alone. And the question is, "My God," verse 2, "I cry in the daytime, but you do not hear, and in the night season, and am not silent." Crying out, and there seems to be that God is not listening to us. But of course, we know that's not so. And it is an interesting thing with regard to many of the psalms that the psalmist makes his appeal as if, "I'm being mistreated, and God, you're not paying attention to me. You're not on my side. You're not helping me." But then very quickly, there is a segue in that psalm to where he acknowledges and recognizes that that's not so. When you get into verse 19 of the text, I want you to notice. He says, "You, O Lord, do not be far from me. O my strength, hasten to help me. Deliver me from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth and from the horns of the wild oxen. You have answered me." I love that phrase. Right after all of these appeals and his indication of his state. And again, so many of these things have their application as well to our Messiah on the cross of Calvary. But then that word, that phrase in verse 21, "You have answered me." And so from that point on, then he acknowledges God's help and God's providential care supply. He said, "I will declare your name to my brethren in the midst of the congregation. I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him and fear him. All you offspring of Israel. For he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried to him, he heard." Just as Jehovah heard the cry of the Savior on the cross, he hears our cries as well. And we are not left without comfort. We're not left without help whenever we are afflicted in life. We can trust in him because he is our Savior. We can trust in the Father because he is our Creator, as we talked about in our lesson this evening. God's promises are promises that he will keep. And so one of those promises that he has offered to man is that all who would obey the gospel of our Lord would be saved. We are told by the Apostle Paul in Romans 1 and verse 16, the gospel is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes. That's a promise. If we will believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of the living God, then we will be saved as a result of our faith. We call upon any who are here this evening who have not yet become a child of God, the desire to do so, to repent of your sins, confess him as Lord, be baptized to have your sins washed away, calling on the name of the Lord. Based upon your faith in him, you will be saved. If you have a need to answer that invitation call because you're not a Christian or because there's something in your life you need help with, and our encouragement and help is given to you, extended to you, we're willing to help you in any way that we can. We offer that opportunity to you now. So the invitation is extended. If you have a need to respond, would you come? While together we stand, while we sing.